Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
And Chris, of course, off again. Obviously, a horrible loss last week, a horrible performance. I mean, Vince Merrill came out and said that he apologized. I don't really necessarily think they need to apologize to any fans. But with all that said, it was an awful game. They didn't show up. You know, they get up 10-0 early. I thought it was going to be on cruise control from that point on. But Mississippi State literally controlled the game from that point forward.
They didn't show up like Chris didn't show up this weekend.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah. And just going through the box score real quick here, and Kentucky only had 216 yards. The defensive backs got exposed a little bit, but I think it was more so that Mississippi State had a ton of more time on the field. You know, they had 41 minutes of time of possession. It was kind of like that Missouri game last year. Just after a while, the defenses got wore out.
Yeah.
And I mean, Mississippi State was penalized more than us, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, would you ever have thought Mississippi State was going to have more rushing yards than Kentucky?
Hell no.
And they did. At the end of the day, you know, Kentucky had 438 yards total offense for them. And then we only had 216 yards. Obviously, they were still in the game, even with that, and the four turnovers. So that's something, a bright point, I guess, you want to put it that way. But yeah.
One of those games you just tear up the paper and move on. You don't want to
too much. You have to, because at this point, yes, it destroys your chances at a playoff. Obviously, the new rankings came out. Kentucky came in at 18. They ironically put Mississippi State, who no one in any other poll on the planet has ranked. They put them at 17 above Kentucky.
Of course.
So that somewhat hurts Kentucky's chances at New Year's Six. There was a bunch of teams ahead of us, Ole Miss, A&M, obviously Alabama, Georgia. Those teams will probably be in the playoff. Who else is ahead of us?
We were talking, UK's best chance of getting a New Year's Six is for Alabama to beat Georgia in the championship.
I would think so. I think at this point, almost every year, two SEC teams go. And I think the way the New Year's Six Bowls roll is, obviously the playoff picks out their four teams. And then – the Sugar Bowl, well, that's right, Sugar Bowl will be here this year. Sugar Bowl gets first pick of the highest-ranked SEC team. That's on both sides. And then it goes from there, you know. So to guarantee a spot for the New Year's Six Bowl spot, or New Year's Six Bowl, Kentucky has to be the highest-ranked SEC team left after the playoffs are picked. So essentially, if Alabama loses in the SEC championship, they will probably be the highest-ranked team.
Yeah.
They probably won't be in the playoff. And then that would leave one more open spot. So you want to be the next team that's ranked. You know, because you got – I mean, like I said, another team that's ahead of us is Auburn. A lot of teams ahead of us, but a lot of football left. Playoffs is over. But
yeah, Auburn still has Bama left. Ole Miss still has Mississippi State and a couple other teams left. I mean
– I still think if Kentucky would have won this week, this team where we were ranked at in this first playoff rankings, I think Kentucky probably would have been around 13. Still a far-fetched idea that they would make a playoff, even if they would have beat Mississippi State, just because of what Kentucky has going forward. But if Kentucky loses this weekend to Tennessee, to me, the season is a total disappointment. Not meaning that it's not a great accomplishment to finish second in the East and all that stuff, and obviously all the history of Kentucky football that me and Mike know very, very well.
But this has been a double-digit win season.
Yes, you want a double-digit win season.
Especially, we went through our murder's row.
Yes,
and we only lost one game.
I think it's unfair. I do think it's unfair for us to be that way. But if you go through your hardest part, you know, for the season, the first seven games was the hardest part of the season.
Yeah,
especially the two against Florida, LSU, Georgia. You know, there's not a harder stretch in the season for many teams like that. Back-to-back-to-back, no bye week than Kentucky had there. And you thought if you finish 6-1 there, man, we really have a good shot of going 11-1 because at the beginning of the season, we didn't think Tennessee would be as good as they have been. We didn't think Mississippi State would have been as good as they have been. And you would think, you got Mississippi State, you got Tennessee, you got Vandy, you got Louisville, you got New Mexico State. Man, that's 11-1. To lose one game is disappointing. But if you lose two, and finish 9-3 with the what you have left in your schedule, to me, that is a disappointment and almost a step back for the program. I know that that's unfair to say it that way, but it's the truth.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, though.
It is the truth, and I know that's unfair. Trust me, I do. But in the years where you have Tennessee and Florida at home, and you have a West Conference team, a harder West Conference team at home, you have to take advantage of those seasons.
Yeah.
Because Kentucky does not historically fare well against Florida or Tennessee on the road. And then, of course, the whole Georgia thing. Georgia's really, really good now. Yeah. I don't know, man. It is. That's how crucial this game is this weekend to finish Kentucky to have a successful season and to continue the transition of the program moving forward. You got to be 10-2.
For sure.
I just think you do. I just think that if you lose to Tennessee or anyone left on the schedule, you're gonna be disappointed.
Absolutely.
So the fact that I mean, you know, looking at this thing, Rodriguez and his fumbling issues, I have no idea what's going on there. I wish I knew more about, you know, handoffs and stuff like that. Is the handoff? Is it Rodriguez? Is it this, that? I don't know. Right. Rodriguez has had the whole season had issues with holding on to the ball.
Oh, no.
And the guy only got 8 carries. He leads the SEC in rushing. At least he did. 8 carries.
Yeah.
I did not like the play calls at all this whole weekend. It was horrible.
No, I was not a fan either.
It was horrible. I mean, they're you know, were they going to throw the ball? They're going to run the ball? They weren't really rushing to set up the – they weren't rushing very well to set up the offense. I mean, Mississippi State's defense has not been very good this season.
I don't understand why we couldn't just pound it down their throats. I just couldn't figure it out.
It's like they got down – they got up 10-0, and then instead of running the ball, they started passing the ball. And then they get down, and then they just totally abandoned the run. Because, if Rodriguez can't run, we're screwed. We just got to throw the ball. And then all of the throwing the ball, basically the balls thrown were to just Wandell. I mean, you know, you got to be able to – the play calls have been really suspect for the last 3 weeks, I will say.
I'm with you.
I thought that it was an okay game plan against Georgia, but, like, since the LSU game, the play calls have been very, very suspect. I mean, even the LSU game was pretty good play calls, but like the Florida game, I wasn't very, very impressed with the play calls. Even some of these other games, I don't know what's going on there, but they got to figure it out. Is Will Levis another Drew Barker? Is that a fair comparison?
I think he'll be better than Drew Barker.
I do too, but it's feeling like that. You know, we had the Southern Miss game.
I think next year, if Levis doesn't show improvement, this year he gets a bye because it's his first year under Cone, first year at Kentucky, and he's done decent at best. If he doesn't show improvement next year, that's when I'm going to be like, all right, that Drew Barker comparison's pretty fair.
Yeah, because, I mean, Drew Barker came out against Southern Miss, and that first half of the Southern Miss game, I don't think I've seen a better quarterback. I was like, man, it's a pretty good quarterback. And all of a sudden he gets banged up and he's never recovers at that Florida game.
No. If Will Levis comes back next year and is still the same as he was this year, I'd say that's probably a fair comparison. But
I do too. But I don't think you bench a quarterback at 6-2. I never thought that. I think he's going to be fine. I mean, you see him play, you're like, this guy's a good quarterback. He can run the ball. He's a more of a modern quarterback.
The arm is just, he needs to work on decision making and accuracy.
Well, it's not just, yeah, I agree. Decision making and accuracy, but it's also he has limited weapons when it comes to people. I mean, Ali's fine. Obviously, Wandell Robinson's going to be playing in the NFL. I think Ali will probably play in the NFL.
That Mississippi State, he actually overthrew an Ali touchdown pass.
He underthrew a Wandell Robinson touchdown.
Wide open.
He underthrew a Wandell Robinson one. That was the first drive of the game.
Yeah.
But
he had a couple touchdowns that he just left on the field.
Yeah. No, I just, like I said, man, it's a head scratcher this past weekend, but it is since Stoops has been here, bye weeks and Stoops. I don't know what it is. Their teams come out. They just don't show up.
Yeah. No, they don't.
They don't show up for the football game. And it's like, man, you did train wreck a very, very promising season. This is me personally. At 11-1, I don't think Kentucky makes the playoffs. So I'm not really disappointed that I think it would make it hard on the committee to turn them down. You know, if there was other 11-1 teams in other conferences, but Kentucky 11-1, I don't even know if the playoff committee would have put us in the top 10. Maybe they would have. I don't know if we would have beat Mississippi State. I don't know. I don't think so. But again, I just think, I think 11-1 would have been awesome for this, you know, this program. But just wasn't meant to be at this point. You got to get to that New Year's Six Bowl.
Right.
And you have the easiest stretch after Tennessee. You beat Tennessee. If you can't go 3-0 in your last three games again, I don't know what to tell you. You lose to Vandy, Louisville, New Mexico State. There's some more issues than we know of.
For sure.
So, but looking ahead, Tennessee's a lot better than I thought, man. They're a team that's feeling very confident right now. Don't know why. But they're 4-4. I thought they would not even win an SEC game this year. Was wrong on that. They took Ole Miss down to the wire. Had a chance to win that game at the end. Ole Miss is a very, very solid team.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee has hired a very good coach. They're very, very young. I know they lost a lot. I mean, they're young, but they have some veterans still left over. I know they're young because of all the transfers and stuff like that. Their depth's not very good.
Big for them. Adam Hooker was a big get for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We played him before.
Yeah.
Mike likes to point out that he's 0-1 against us. So he doesn't like the cold weather, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always we hate Tennessee. Tennessee is my most hated team since I was a kid. Yeah. This hasn't been much of a rivalry until recently. Tennessee fans like to point that out. And they have the right to point that out. I think we're like, yeah. I think they're like 80-20 against us or some shit.
Yeah.
I mean, but I always hated the comparisons of like, oh, you all can't beat us. What? Okay, then look at the basketball one then, asshole. You know, I don't do that. I don't ever do the Kentucky – I don't ever pull a Kentucky basketball card. I used to, obviously. Everyone did back in the day. But I just don't – as I get older, you're just like, it's more about today than back then. You know, at the state of programs right now, Kentucky's in a better spot than Tennessee is. Than Tennessee's been at probably – 15 years.
Oh yeah.
So with that said, I do feel confident about this game. I think it's gonna be a lot closer, especially Kentucky likes after a letdown game, likes to come out flat again after that letdown game.
Yeah.
But luckily it's at home. It's going to be sold out. Tennessee always finds a way in. They expect to have
all these dipshits selling their tickets, $150 to Tennessee fans. That's
all I'm going to say is if you called yourself a fan after 6-1, and people like to call me the gatekeeper because me and Mike's been going to games our whole life, watched a lot of shitty football at UK, and we've always stood by them. We're going to stand by them now. And sure as fuck, I'm going to stand by them for a while because under Stoops and stuff like that, because we've never seen this kind of success. Honestly, Kentucky can go 7-5, and I would still would go to games and still do whatever. I wouldn't be disappointed in them. I'd find a way to say it's, you know, I'd be disappointed, but I'd find a way to say it was a good season, you know, season. But if you're a 6-1 fan and you're a fan after that Georgia game, and then Mississippi State happens and you're not as excited for this Tennessee game as the rest of us, you should be not a fan of Kentucky football. It's not for you. Because 6-2, is unbelievable for Kentucky football. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah. And that's me being, just don't be a fan of us. If you don't want to stand by while this team is struggling at 6-2, then please don't come back when they're 8-0.
Right.
Because I've seen that this stretch where Kentucky's 2-6 trying to win out.
Right.
To get to a bowl game. So that's my thing on Kentucky football and where the fans, they give breaks to the basketball team, but they don't give breaks to the football team.
Right.
You know, you said that earlier to me, and this resonates. You're right. I mean, you know, Kentucky can lose, what did you say, 10 games to people that they're not supposed to?
And fans are like, oh, they still got it. We can still make the tournament.
yeah, Kentucky football loses one game. We're Kentucky football. We suck. You know, yeah, that sucks. This is the type of fans that I get frustrated with. And you know, most of these people have been fans for the last 3 years or whatever. They've seen mostly success with football. Me and you have seen mostly disappointment. So yeah.
Heartache.
Yeah. And up and down, we haven't seen this consistent winning Kentucky football my entire life. So that's something to look forward to. But look at Tennessee. They score a lot. They're very good offensively. They score a lot of points. They're really quick. They're really hurry up. That might hurt Kentucky with their depth issues right now and injuries. But it also helps on the other side of the ball. Their defense gets wore out real quick.
Yeah.
So Kentucky just needs to pound it.
Kentucky has to control the clock. They have to.
Yeah, I know. Kentucky's got to control the clock. And they got to get Rodriguez going, or some running back on their roster going.
Yeah.
And they need to keep their offense off the field, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, that's – if we – Chris always likes to ask that question, is what happens if we win or lose? It comes down to that, keeping their offense off the field.
So if Kentucky wins, what happens? There you go.
If Kentucky wins, we control the clock. And we force a few three and outs to really just beat down that defense.
I think Kentucky wins. If Kentucky wins, what happened is Kentucky's defense showed up, was able to shut them down. And you're right, control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. With Tennessee, I feel like with these teams like Tennessee that had a lot of transfers, they're really young. They start getting wore out towards the end of the season. Now they're coming off a bye week. That's going to help them get together. But same time, it's these young teams that come out of the gate looking pretty good. They start fading towards the end,
especially after getting demoralized by Alabama.
Yes, they did, and then I'll tell you, after seeing Kentucky play Georgia and Alabama all these years, and teams like that can beat you twice essentially. That's where we can see with Tennessee and Alabama beating the heck out of them, and you're sore and you don't have the depth and your injuries, you can see it happen. So what happens if Tennessee wins?
Defense didn't show up, and then offensively we can't get the run game going.
Yeah, I think that's – I get the offense can't move the ball. Yeah, offense got to move the ball.
Yeah. Offense can't move deep, tired against that fast-paced offense.
I predict – beats them down. I predict that Tennessee is going to put probably 9 in the box or 8 in the box or whatever, 9 in the box probably. And they're probably going to play man on the corners, and they're going to make Will Levis beat them.
Yeah.
So Wando Robinson has to have a huge game. I agree with you. If Tennessee wins, it's because they're moving up and down the field and Kentucky cannot get anything going offensively.
Exactly.
I mean, you brought Will Levis and you brought – and Leon Cohen to
Wandell,
you brought all these offensive weapons. You didn't bring him in here to have 216 total offensive yards.
Right.
And you brought those guys in here.
How come we didn't see Juhan last week? Like, he looked really good against LSU.
I have no idea. It was a head scratcher. I mean, we didn't even see Rodriguez until almost in the second quarter.
All right. Because our running backs is our strength.
Yes.
That's strength. And we only had one man rotation essentially with Smoke, and Smoke isn't every down back.
No. Smoke didn't even look very good last week.
I like Smoke, but he can't do every series. He needs break.
He can't. And he didn't look very good last week. Our strength is our offensive line. Who's ever handing the ball, who's ever getting the ball in the backfield, is obviously important, but not as important as that line just getting going.
Right, lines is our strength, but. The run game is our strength. Let me rephrase it. The run game is our strength.
Yeah, the run game is our strength, yes. And the fact that we haven't been able to move the ball.
That's frustrating. I was fine against not going against running the ball against Georgia because Jordan Davis is a fucking monster. God, yeah, I was watching
very good.
That dude's so good.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
I'm really excited for him to go pro next year.
Yeah, he's gonna be instant star.
Donald just straight monster.
Yeah. He has that. And you ever see him, like, he is, like, laser-focused.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm
on the game. Like, he has that. You look at him, his face. He's ready to hit somebody type of face.
Oh, shit.
So the guy, I mean, you were this, and that's the other thing about that guy from Georgia. And I know we're not the Georgia team, but Davis, even on field goals, extra points,
yeah,
he's going 100%.
100%. I mean, he blocks extra points, it seems like, quite a bit.
He's all, if you ever watch this, just the games and just, that's what I'm saying, just extra points for guys, it's like, oh, take a little break. He's not.
No.
He's almost in there blocking the kick every freaking time. So, but back to the Tennessee game. Yeah. But back to the Tennessee game. I mean, this offense is awesome. We thought Kentucky had a top 10 defense. They got exposed a little bit last week. Poor game planning. I mean, Leach has never changed his offense. I don't understand how this was some kind of mystery. If you really want to see some game film, go back to the UK with Tim Couch. They run the same shit.
Yeah.
Swing passes.
Swing short passes that we just suck against.
I don't understand. It's been an issue all season. You know, and then like he came out rushing the ball.
Yeah.
And it's like we wasn't even prepared for it. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had two down linemen. Why would he not rush the ball against us?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Kentucky has been notoriously, they don't really make a lot of adjustments at halftime. They kind of stick with what their game plan is. So, and time will tell. Like I said, with Tennessee this week, it's going to be a similar type. It's not going to be as dramatic as the air raid that Leach runs, but it's going to be that spread modern offense.
Yeah.
And it's going to be quick, and they're going to try to wear us out defensively. And that's a problem. I mean, that's going to be a problem for Kentucky. So, just looking at their overall numbers, they average 37 points a game.
Yeah, they like to throw the ball around. They like to hurry up and get defenses tired.
Yeah, and this is, I don't know. So it's just part of you feels like, you know, they average 585 yards of total offense. I mean, part of you starting to feel like this might be a problem for Kentucky. Now their defense also gives up. I'm sorry. I said total. I'm sorry. They give up average per game is 457 yards, not 585. So many plays they've run.
Yeah. Okay.
457 yards. I guess still a lot. 457 yards a game. They give up around 393. So
right around four.
This is Tennessee's website. So these are probably pretty spot on.
Yeah.
But like their time of possession is only 25 minutes a game. So, and their opponents almost always average more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look here. They, looks like they're pretty offensively sound everywhere. I mean, they average about 231 yards per game passing, and their rushing per game is 226. Because, I mean, Hooker can run too.
Yeah,
as we know from the Virginia Tech game. But like I said, this team is not someone to mess with. And just don't think that there's some kind of slouch, because Tennessee, regardless who's coaching there, regardless who's playing there, their staff tells them one thing every time, no matter who's their coach. And I would tell them too, we don't lose to Kentucky. That's what they say to them.
Yeah.
They show them the stats. Don't be the team that loses to Kentucky. Don't be that team.
Don't be the team that loses back-to-back years to Kentucky.
Yeah. And their fans are fully confident because they're used to beating us.
Yeah.
But like I said, Kentucky's going to be ready to play. A lot of good recruits there this weekend. Kentucky needs to win their home games against big opponents like Tennessee. And it's going to be our last game this year. So
I'm really good about this year. I mean,
I do too. And it's going to be our last game together this year that me and Mike are actually going to go together. Like we always do every week, but the New Mexico State game falls on Mike's anniversary, of course.
Yeah.
That's
and my wife won't let me blow up her 5-year for.
Yeah. Why would you? I mean, it's not like they're playing Florida or something like that.
If it was Florida, it'd be, you know, I'd be filling out the divorce papers, but you know.
Yeah. And of course, my son is due a couple weeks after that, so I'm not so sure if I'm going to be able to go. So tonight game under lights at Commonwealth, sold out, a lot of orange, I'm sure. The last Tennessee game we went to, Kentucky was up going to the fourth quarter and they ended up losing. It's going to be very, very cold that night.
Yeah.
Which I like for football. So, I don't know. How you feeling? What are you feeling like your MVPs?
Is this prediction time, MVPs and stuff?
Unless you want to talk shit more about Tennessee, which I'm always down for. Well, they're trash fans thinking that 4-4, how are we underdogs? Can you believe right. that?
That is some bullshit because it's Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw this morning. Oh, it looks like Vegas agrees, but Vegas doesn't agree with you. Vegas had Kentucky as a favorite.
Right.
Now, the bettors may disagree because it's going back and forth. It's going to be a pick-em by kickoff.
I think so.
So, but it should be. I mean, Tennessee's played pretty solid this year. Kentucky's come off a shitty loss. And you know, you could definitely see that Kentucky would be on upset alert. So,
sure.
I guess, it's MVP time and some prediction time.
All right, so MVP times defensively, I think it comes down to our senior leadership. I think it's Pascal. I think he sets the example of how we're going to play. I think he comes out just pissed off and ready to go.
Yeah.
Offensively, cop out, because offense line has to establish control of the game. I mean, they have to control the whole game.
Yes.
Final score time, I think it's going to be 28-17 Cats.
All right. I like that. I think defensively, I just think this defensive line and this the whole year we've had issues getting pressure consistently. I do think the linebackers, but this weekend's got to be the defensive backs. Corker, I mean, he dropped an interception in his hand last week. Not a very good game for him last week. He gave up a couple touchdowns. He has to come around. He's an All-American, for God's sakes. He's definitely an SEC first-teamer. So you gotta have him come up here. That's your heartbeat of your defensive backs. So I'd say Corker's probably the favorite or the most important piece for this weekend. On offense, it's gotta be C-Rod. He's gotta get going.
Yeah, he's got to.
He's gotta get going. I mean, the offensive line can hold out for so long. They gotta get going. He's gotta go. If he wants to play on Sunday, he has to finish up these four games strong.
For sure. I got Chris's picks here. He likes Hendon Hooker as the MVP on offense.
Really?
He's a big Elijah Simmons fan, the nose tackle for Tennessee. He thinks he's going to get about 4 sacks. Chris has winning 49-0.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, probably. I'll tell you, Chris will probably – Chris, and I will say this, and I'm not saying because Chris is one of those fans. He's not like me and Mike are blue lens guys. I don't care what anyone, you know, we are always gonna be blue lens guys. But if Chris is on here this weekend, if he was on here today, he would have picked Tennessee.
For sure.
I do believe that. But and I think it's a fair pick.
I will throw that out there. He probably would have picked like 34-21 Tennessee.
Yeah, he probably would have. I think it's a fair score. I think that's from the way Kentucky looked last week. You know, could you have a little more hangover? And they Kentucky hasn't looked, besides the LSU game, they haven't looked, LSU and UL Monroe. They haven't looked a solid 60-minute game.
Right.
So that usually comes against Louisville when they beat them 42-0.
Exactly.
To me, offensively is C-Rod, defensively is Corker. And I think the final score will probably be, I think it's going to be a little bit of a shootout, and I know it's not what Kentucky wants. That plays more in Tennessee's favor. But I think it's probably going to be 38-35 Kentucky.
Okay.
I think the defense is fine, but I think Tennessee will find ways to score. And not because it's not because our defense is shitty. It's because of the kind of offense they run that nickel and diamond has hurt Kentucky this year. At the end of the game, it might be, you know, they might have 400 yards of total offense, but it's not going to feel like, oh, they dominated offensively. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's because they just moved the ball real quick. That doesn't really – that hurts Kentucky.
Yeah.
What do you say?
They'll nickel and dime us, and then we'll eventually stop them around the 40 or 50.
Yeah, I do think Kentucky gets a couple turnovers. I think they do that. I do think they get a little pressure this weekend. And I think Will Levis has something to prove to people. He might throw for a couple, but I think it's going to be 200 yards with C-Rod.
Yeah,
it's all about the run game. This game is like I said, please stand by this team till the end.
I think this is now the most important game of the year.
This has become the most important game of the year for one, recruiting, and then two, New Year's Six Bowl. It become right now, New Year's Six Bowl is probably around 20% for us. If you're putting a percentage on there, if this Bow's guessing, if they win this weekend,
up to like 80. I mean,
I think so too. I think it'll be around 70 or 80 because. Yeah. Because of who all the teams in front of them have to play each other. They're all West teams is the difference. So they're all West teams. They all have to play one another. Not all of them are going to finish second in the West. So we're going to finish second in the East, regardless of this outcome. But they need to win this weekend. I think if Kentucky wins this weekend, I think they will be in either the Sugar Bowl. And me and Mike were just talking before we got on here. Looks like Fiesta Bowl with Notre Dame would be fantastic. But if you're not excited for New Year's Six Bowl and you're just like, no playoff or nothing, then you haven't been watching college football these last few years, because the New Year's Six Bowls, if you're in the playoff and you get smoked by 40 in the first round, it's not as big of a deal as someone that goes to a Sugar Bowl and wins the Sugar Bowl.
Right, exactly. You still made the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you made the playoffs and stuff like that. But with that said, you win the Sugar Bowl for Kentucky as a program. That's just hasn't happened around here in a long time. And that's the big deal. So Kentucky can finish in the top 10. Another big deal for Kentucky.
Right.
These are things that haven't happened in Kentucky since the 70s. So again, it's a big deal if they win this weekend.
For sure.
It's a big deal to stand by this team for recruiting and be loud, have no voice on tomorrow. And just got to keep going, man, because this team has a chance to do something that hasn't been done around here since, the 50s, playing Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind when you like complain about Kentucky football and all this stuff. Kentucky football, I don't even know the last time Kentucky football finished in the top 10. I think 78 or 77.
Yeah.
In the top 10.
Yeah.
So let's all calm down, take a deep breath and know where we're at as a program. But with that said, they don't win this weekend, they will not finish top 10. They will probably be in the Outback, Citrus, one of those type of bowls. And Mike said on this before we got on here, they could fall as far.
You just said it exactly. And we don't want that.
Music City Bowl. And
Nobody wants that.
Great city, like you said. But you want to be in that New Year's Six Bowl as a program.
Bigger than Music City.
Yeah, because you also have Will Levis coming back next year and stuff like that. So, I mean, this moves the program forward. People need to understand that and need to stay by this team. And this senior class has done a lot at this university.
Yes, they have.
People like Pascal was on that 2018 team. People like that have been here and have lived through all the great times at Kentucky football.
It's in three bowl games, actually, right?
I think this'll be the fourth one. If someone that spent their whole 4 years being in bowl games.
Yeah.
So it's important. So, but anyways, we hate Tennessee.
Yep.
Can't say much. Tuck Tennessee. So, you know, anyways, so I'm Nick.
I'm Mike. Go Cats. Fuck the Vols.